Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Hear me closely. What the devil didn't understand is that when sin and death entered into the human experience, shrouded in that was what we call time. Yes. Before sin and death, before the fall, there was no time. They were living in eternity. Yes. But see, God slipped something in on the devil. Because Adam was just like a type. I don't want to make this sound too light, but God had a beef with the devil before he created Adam. There was a war that was waged before Adam.
Yeah, there you go.
There was a civilization before Adam. The devil and his angels were given governance over the earth. A third of the angels with the devil, or Lucifer, the light bearer. And their position was here. His position never was in heaven. Because in Isaiah, he said, let me read it directly. It's in Isaiah 14, I believe it is. Let's read what he says. So you see that his throne was not in heaven. His position was here in the earth. That's why he covets this soul. Because he once ruled it. But when man was created, the first man, this was God's plan to dethrone him and ultimately to destroy him. God wasn't going to do it himself. He's going to use mankind. This is why we must learn Yahweh's system of government. What we are here for. We're not here just to make it, just to get by, just to hang in till Jesus comes. You know, just to look for the rapture bus to come and pick us up. No, we're here to have dominion. Are y'all hearing me? In the domain that you're in, to have dominion, to exercise dominion, to establish the kingdom of God. Can we get that up? Isaiah, you got it? Isaiah 14, I believe. 14, 13. Get Isaiah 14, 12, yeah. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground which didst weaken the nations? For you had said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. There we go. Now we just read, how art thou cast down? He had access. Okay, all the angels had access. We see it in the book of Job. Right? We see where the angels had access. They had access before God. Because they were meeting before God, and the Lord said, "Lucifer, where are you coming from?" Yes. He said, "From going to and fro in the earth, and walking up and down in it." Yes. He understood. See, listen, they understand spiritual principle.
Yes, yes.
He knew once Adam had abdicated his throne to him, wherever he walked, wherever the sole of his foot tread, he was laying. Possession. He was laying his possession on wherever the sole of his feet tread. He knew that was the principle God had for humankind. Wherever the sole of your feet tread, I've given that to you. Why? He's given the earth to the children of men. Help me, Holy Spirit. I already see. So we see his place was here in the earth. They governed. As a matter of fact, picture this. He was created. You read this in Ezekiel. He was created like an instrument with instruments in a music, right?
Yes.
Some call him the choir director of heaven. I don't know about all that, but he had pipes. He had things. He was here. Angels are here. Adam's commission and mandate was to extend the garden. Well, Lucifer and the angels that were here when the glory of God would come from heaven, the light, and remember he had the an ephod to he, like a priest. He had all these stones. Remember, it talks about all the stones. When the light of heaven would shine down into the earth realm, it would shine upon those stones. And as the light shined upon those stones that he wore on his vesture, all of the angels would begin to worship. And Lucifer's assignment was to capture that worship like a fragrance, like an incense, and release it or take it to the throne. When the sound or the wind of God would blow from heaven, it will blow through the pipes, the music in the earth realm, and the angels that were here would worship. And Lucifer's assignment was to take that back to God as worship. But one day, sometime in way in eons of centuries and whatever past, he got a notion, I'll be like God. I'll raise my throne above the stars of God. See, when you talk about the stars of God, it's not the constellations, it's the other angelic host. See, he wasn't even the number one dude.
Amen.
He said, I'll get that back up for him so we read it directly. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. We're not talking about the constellations. We're talking about the other angels, the category, the protocol, the angelic host. I'll exalt my throne above the others. I'll sit also in the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Next verse. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. This is Lucifer. I will be like the Most High. We read on or we follow that, we see that war broke out.
Yes.
In heaven.
Yes.
I haven't done enough research on this particular point, but I will. And when I get it from God, I'm going to give it to you. But it says, he was a murderer from the beginning. Yeah. We're not talking about Cain and Abel.
Amen.
That wasn't in the beginning. In the beginning is the first verse. In the beginning, God created. That second verse starts a whole nother something. Yes. We're talking about in the beginning. And it says that Satan was a murderer from the beginning. So something transpired in heaven.
Yes. Amen.
Something had to transpire in heaven for him to be a murderer from the beginning. When there was no time. And so my point, God had a plan after that fiasco, after closing off his access to heaven and casting them all out of that heavenly sphere, that realm, darkness. God destroyed everything. Now, in our study, in the beginning in our school, remember how the universe that God created in the book of Job, it looks like a house. Has a roof. Read it in the book of Job. I won't get into it all this morning. It has a house. It has sides. It has all this. And it says that the edges of the universe are frozen. Frozen. You know when you freeze something, somebody probably still got frozen fish in the refrigerator from some years ago. I'm gonna laugh. Maybe not some years ago, but you can keep it. Right? That fish will stay for years. If you put it in the proper bag, it'll stay frozen. It's just. It's frozen. God froze the edge of the universe because outside of that is eternity. Nothing created can enter eternity. The best that creation can enter is heaven.
Yes, that is correct.
There's nothing that can dwell where God dwells. There's a light that dwells there. Only God. So he froze everything. When Lucifer rebelled, God melted it. What was frozen melted and flooded the universe. So now in Genesis, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Now, after that, after the rebellion, now we see, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the deep. Where'd that come from? From the rebellion. God destroyed it. And now it was, see, God doesn't create stuff without form and void.
Amen.
God don't create like that. No. God creates stuff. It's created.
Yes.
And matter of fact, he don't halfway create nothing.
Yes.
Anything God creates is perfect.
Yes.
Right? So are we tracking?
Yes.
We see the battle before mankind was created. And then mankind was created for something.
Yes.
Mankind is God's instrument. I'm going to say it this way, to mop up what he started.
Yes.
This is one reason, one of the reasons why the enemy hates you so. First, because you're in the image and likeness of him. Angels are not.
Amen.
All right, I'm going to take you off the deep end. You know what? You are older than the angels. Just about, I'm older than the angels. They ain't got nothing on me. Why? Because before you were in the womb, God knew you, called you by name, ordained you, knew what you would be. He calls the end from the beginning. So before he created anything, you were there. Huh? See, angels were here when he created the earth. Because it says the sons of God rejoiced when he was creating the earth. Read it in Job chapter 38. When God was creating the earth, they rejoiced. But you were already before the angels. Another thing, angels are bara. What they were created out of, they're created out of nothing. God just created out of nothing.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.